clear tomorrow night, going into the upper 50s. And on Labor Day, which is Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, and clear that night, going down to the lower 60s. Beautiful weather we have coming up. Stay tuned. Not only do we have beautiful weather coming up, but now and then, support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be celebrating Labor Day. Songs about the working life, about the school of hard knocks. Let's celebrate the American worker.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Tennessee, Ernie Ford. That song is from 1955. 16 tons. Poor man is made out of flesh and blood. Yeah, working man's life in America. You know, it's fascinating how work has changed. You know, most people used to actually have to do farming to stay alive. So physical. We're talking labor, physical labor, working with your body. And it's fascinating for me that, for instance, in my life, I've done a little bit of physical labor, but I've never really had to make a living off the sweat of my brow. I've been lucky you know, today it's so different. The possibilities for making a living with your mind, either in a virtual way or some kind of service industry. But for hundreds of years in this country, people have been working, firemen, people working in hospitals, police officers, physically on their feet, working. And it seems like the cost of living just keeps going up. But median wages, you know, have fallen. So people are working really hard these days. And there's a lot of conversation going on politically, all the presidential campaigns going on. There's a lot of talk on one side about what the landscape is like if you're a working person in America today. The numbers are tough. Most American workers, many American workers, are forced to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet. 66% of women and 85% of men work more than 40 hours a week. So you might fall in that category. There's a lot of talk about the top 1%, but the bottom 90% of people make $29,000 a year on average. And if you look at the U.S. Census, 40% of people in the United States working make less than $20,000. According to the U.S. Census, 30% of families live on less than $40,000 a year. So, you know, another day older and deeper in debt. I can't go. Don't call me because I owe my soul to the company store. Woody Guthrie's song, "Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore." And then Bob Dylan, "I Ain't Gonna Work on Maggie's Farm No More." Woody Guthrie.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see, this world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
more. But I wake up in the morning, hold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, he hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. And he finds you every time you slam the door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. No more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Well, she talks to all the servants about man and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say sing while you sleep, and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Bob
Dylan, bringing it all back home. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're celebrating Labor Day and work. It's interesting. A lot of people have had things to say about what their work is and how they feel about it. You know, I love the art of Michelangelo. Here's what he had to say. Michelangelo, you know, the artist. If people knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful after all. Well, that kind of sounds sour to me. There's a different perspective you can take about work, because let's face it, everybody has to work. And you can look at work from several different vantage points. Here's what Alan Watts recommends. Quote, "This is the real secret of life. To be completely engaged with what you're doing in the here and now. And instead of calling it work, realize it is play." Yeah, I love that one. So You know, the idea of working with your body, and there's a lot of songs that deal with work. A lot of blues songs have dealt with what it's like to work, you know, working on a chain gang or working out in the cotton fields. And you've got a straw boss. That was one of the things that Tennessee Ernie Ford said, you know, talked about the straw boss. Well, it's interesting. Yusuf just released an album in October of 2014 called Tell 'Em I'm Gone. And this is Cat Stevens working in a new genre of music. He's such a legendary composer of such popular songs as Cat Stevens. But his most recent album, he's Yusuf now, and his song is called Big Boss Man. And the album is called Tell 'Em I'm Gone. And this is Yusuf moving into the blues. We're going to hear a couple other songs. That same idea, that same working rhythm that you get in a song. Mark Knopfler just released an album called Tracker 2015. And he's got a song in there called Broken Bones. And it's got that working rhythm to it. But the subject matter is about being a fighter, being a boxer. So, you know, you can do so many things with your life, and it can be play for you. And in your mind, boxing might be the thing that you do with your life and how you feel about it. You know, I'm going to go home and lay an ice. I don't need any more advice. You know, doing what you have to do. Mark Knopfler's song, Broken Bones. And then right after that, we're going to hear another song about being a boxer. But this one is from Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Let's get started with Yusuf. This is Big Boss Man, Yusuf.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Me a working boss man, working around the clock. Want me a drink of water, but you won't let Joey stop. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
likes a man with a broken nose. Lucky for me, I suppose. Shots coming in like the monthly bills. Soon they'll be saying I'm over the hill. Well, the bell goes clang and you're on your own. You take your medicine and go home. You take it like a man on the chin, and you don't make a fuss when the towel comes in. And let me go home, gotta lay in ice, and I don't wanna hear no more advice. Just give me my toes, get me out of this place. I've many more stitches in my face. Those broken bones, you pick them up and carry them. Broken bones, you carry them home. Broken bones, you pick them up and carry them.
Thank you. just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, letting the skin. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie,
la 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 la
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. That song is called The Boxer, and that is from their final studio album that they did together, The Bridge Over Troubled Water, released in 1970. And it's interesting, we're talking about work on today's program. That song took 100 hours in production. 100 hours they spent recording and mixing and arranging that song. So it's interesting the amount of work that it took to make something to the level of perfection and to finish something enough so that you felt like it was a done composition. That song is called The Boxer, and it's also interesting because, well, not only the amount of work that it took to write it, it's just interesting that is a subject matter for a song that Paul Simon would write about. I mean, he chose to be a musician when he was very young. He was in school in Forest Hills when he met Art Garfunkel, and they were both like 13 years old. And he's been a musician all his life, but it's interesting that he writes songs about people living a more ordinary, a more working man's kind of life. And that's what the song The Boxer is about. Right before that, Mark Knopfler, oh, amazing, from his 2015 album called Tracker. He also wrote a song about a boxer called Broken Bones. And we started that set with a song from Yusuf's album, Tell 'Em I'm Gone. That song was called Big Boss Man. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Yeah, we're Radio Catskill, and we're hydro-powered. I'm so excited. So, you know, working man's life. I have a couple of quotes from two of our United States presidents. Here's what Abraham Lincoln had to say. And this is deceptively deep, okay? Quote, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. I love that. Barack Obama fills that same idea out. He fills it out a little bit, but he's on the same track. Here's what Barack has to say. Here's a quote. The best way to not feel hopeless is to get up and do something. Don't wait for good things to happen to you. If you go out and make some good things happen, you will fill the world with hope. You will fill yourself with hope. Well, that is just a beautiful sentiment. And the idea of making something happen, that's what you do when you work at something. And work, I mean, you work at something. You know, you can work at something and not get paid for it. Is it still work? See, I'm asking that from my own perspective. You know, I put a lot of time and energy into producing a show like this for you every week. And I love sharing it with you. But yeah, let's face it. It's work. I put a certain amount of valuable time and valuable energy into it. And if I don't get paid anything in economic, in financial rewards, there's other rewards that are just as important when it comes to work. But of course, we all have to deal with paying the bills. So there's a careful balance you find in your life. Confucius, you know, the Chinese philosopher Confucius, here's what he has to say in English. Choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. All right, so it's working, a working man's day. It's a hard day. It's a hard day for a man to work. It's a hard day's night. Let's listen to what some other famous people have to say about work. A Hard Day's Night, you know, that's the movie that the Beatles released. I've been working like a dog, but when I get home to you, the things you do make me feel all right. Yeah, John Lennon accepted a working man's life, even though the Beatles found irreplaceable fame and notoriety and creative outlets. You know, they started from a very middle-class working man's background. So A Hard Day's Night takes a pretty positive spin on the idea of just being a normal man and coming home. Paul McCartney also weighs in that subject. Paul McCartney released an album called New in October of 2013, and he has a very cheery song, On My Way to Work. let's face it, Paul McCartney works. We know he works. He works incredibly hard, but he has found something that he loves to do for work. So when he writes a song about On My Way to Work, it's a pretty good thing. Well, somewhere in between those two mediums, John Lennon writes a song in 1970 on his first solo album with the Plastic Ono Band called Working Class Hero. And John has kind of soured on the idea of what it means to be a working man in our society. So let's ruminate on these things and enjoy the music while we're doing that. From the Beatles, the title track, A Hard Day's Night. This is vinyl. This is Parlophone. A Hard Day's Night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
You're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
search everywhere without knowing what to do. On my way to work.
Paul McCartney, the ultimate idealist. How could I have so many dreams and one of them not come true? That means that one of them does come true. John Lennon, a little sour working class hero. And then from the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're ruminating on work and labor, the salt of the earth, the working man. One of my favorite authors is Carlos Castaneda. He was an American anthropologist and author. He was born in Peru. Here's what he has to say. Carlos Castaneda, quote, "We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same." So how can we listen to the Beatles and not hear the Rolling Stones? We're going to listen to two songs from the Beggar's Banquet album from 1968. We'll start with Factory Girl. Then we're going to hear a song that Jagger and Richards wrote called Salt of the Earth. And it's really interesting because when you hear the song Salt of the Earth, the very first verse is actually sung by Keith Richards. That's the first time he sings a lead on one of the Rolling Stones records. The Rolling Stones from Beggar's Banquet.
Breaking work. Say a prayer for his wife and and his children, who burned the fires and who still till the earth. When I search a faceless crowd, a swirling mass of green and black and white, they don't look real to me. In fact, they look so strange. Raise your glass to the hard-working people.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders live in London in 2010. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed this program celebrating Labor Day and the working life. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's 30 seconds before 4 in the afternoon. I'm showing 81 degrees outside of our studios. We're in Jeffersonville, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. 25 years of non-commercial radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. The Splendid